6-2-2-3-7.
To freeze the tax cuts or not? That is the question, ladies and gentlemen. That's a big part of what's happening with the lame duck Congress and the search for the man who is elusive. Like the Pink Panther, you can never nail him down. I'm talking about the founder of WikiLeaks. There's a new twist in the story as the plot thickens. A lot of folks waiting for the next shoe to drop. This time it's going to be on the financial markets, the bank bailouts, that kind of stuff. I would be somebody who would want to find out about that. I would love to see some of the secret memos from Tim Geithner's office, for example. I have a bad feeling about that one. And the bank's too big to fail, of course, all traced back to a couple of different things. To have the private memos and some of the information released would set off a bigger firestorm than the last two things that have been revealed by WikiLeaks. Seriously, I believe that. Even though the Afghanistan and the civilians killed and things that were going on was pretty big, certainly internationally. And then the latest row with the State Department memos and documents and whatever being part of the surprise package that WikiLeaks delivered. This one, though, would infuriate a lot of angry Americans who still can't get over that phrase, banks too big to fail, that happened in the fall, really, of 2008, then carried through for the last couple of years. And we're still feeling those effects. Look at the housing industry, the sector, because mortgages and different developments and pockets of houses across the country, pretty much across the board, values for your homes aren't going to bounce back to the true level, I don't think anyway, for another 5-6 years if they ever get back to the level that they were at, because they were so inflated. So inflated. My name's Kate Delaney. That's a little preview of what we're talking about here during this hour of America Tonight. You can tell we talk about a plethora of things. That's the way we roll. We like to bounce like Julian Assange from port to port, only it's out in the open. And you can be a part of the overnight conversation by giving us a jingle. If you are so moved, do it. Left, right, or somewhere in between. It's all good, my friends. I don't care about your stripes. I care about what you have to say as you step up to the plate. So 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. First, let's talk about the tax cuts, because we keep talking about them. I'm sick of talking about them, actually, but it affects me. It affects my family. It affects every single one of you. Everybody listening to me, the tax cuts will impact you in some way, whether everything stays the same or everything flips. Or it's a little piece of this and a little piece of that. I think it's going to be a little piece of this and a little piece of that by the end of the year. But in the beginning of the year, it'll probably be about a freeze. Most likely, it's the freeze that's going to stick. So we're going to talk about that. Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson, a.k.a. the mouthpiece for Obama on certain subjects, because every day that's what he does in his briefing. He talked about the tax cuts from 1600 Pennsylvania, ultimately the view there about the room to possibly compromise, how the president feels, and the middle class, which is what the Democrats are really pushing, middle class, middle class, middle class, and forget everybody else outside of that, which means the people who make more than what's been deemed the middle class. So here's Gibbs' take on that.
The president's principles are clear, and that is that for the middle class, their taxes can't go up at the end of the year when a series of tax cuts expire. His other line in the sand, quite frankly, is that many Republicans would like to see the tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires extended permanently. That's borrowing $700 billion from countries like China, money we don't have. I think the president's very optimistic, though, that that we can get something that keeps our economy moving, that strengthens our economic recovery, and most importantly, doesn't raise taxes on middle-class Americans.
All right, so how many times did Robert Gibbs say middle-class in what you just heard there, probably about four or five, I think. I want to say it was five times. Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky had a different take. It's more about the length of time, how long they're going to extend it. Here's what he said.
...100% of Republicans and a reasonable number of Democrats who believe that we shouldn't be raising taxes on anybody, we can discuss how long this extension of existing tax policy should be.
Yeah, how long? You know, originally when we were talking about a couple of other things that would affect the economy, I thought, freeze it for a year. If it's that bad, freeze it for a year. Now I'm thinking that it's almost definite what I heard was going to happen 6 weeks ago is the temporary freeze until the new Congress gets in there, and then they're going to take it up again. And who knows how long that discussion continues. Because, as McConnell said, the Republicans don't want any taxes to go up, and some of the Democrats feel the same way. So now it comes down to the numbers. It's always about the numbers, my friends. Freeze it across the board. Wait till everybody's in place that's going to be there for 2011. Get a few things done with the lame duck Congress, and that's all you can hope for, because how far are we into December? We're talking about already the 2nd of December. You have a handful of weeks. They'll never get done the amount of things that are out there blowing in the wind. Something we talked about for, oh, 6-7 months. I mean, we've talked about oil drilling and platforms and the future of energy in this country for a very long time on America Tonight. In fact, we used to do a segment called Going Green, Is It Worth It or Not? And we would break down different things that could happen if they went green and if it was a thumbs up or a thumbs down. We gave it a green thumb or we didn't give it a green thumb. And it was kind of a 50-50 deal. So Ken Salazar, the Secretary of the Interior, talked about oil drilling and talked about a couple of different things in this, about the fact that we still have a lot of space. And when he says there's a lot of space, I looked the number up. I was trying to get a hard number on what does he mean by how much space we have for lots. And it's like 29 million what? 29 million lots? It was very odd when I heard him mention that. And then he talked about the what he said it was the gold standard, trying to come up with, okay, this is how we do it, this is how we roll, this is how it's going to work into the future, and we're going to make sure reasonably that we can not have, and he didn't use the words, but not have the things that happen over, I guess he did, over the Deepwater Horizon platform. So it was kind of a mixed bag with Salazar. Check out what he had to say.
We are in the process of developing the gold standard for safety and environmental protection. There is a robust safety regime that we are standing up to prevent another Deepwater Horizon incident from occurring again. We have approximately 29 million acres that are already under lease in the Gulf of Mexico that have not yet been developed.
29 million acres. How many of those acres do you think will be developed ultimately? And oh, by the way, forget about drilling oil on the eastern seaboard. That is frozen in time since April. More coming up on the flip side.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com Amazon connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
That's better than the court of public opinion, and this is right for it. A U.S. Army medic, of course, sentenced to 9 months in prison. That happened Wednesday. Pled guilty to shooting unarmed Afghan farmers and agreed to testify against his fellow soldiers, rat them out, who they were accused of terrorizing other civilians. So 5 of the 12 soldiers are now accused of premeditated murder and seriously, the most heinous, certainly one of the most heinous, but one of the most serious prosecutions of alleged atrocities by U.S. military folks since the war began in 2001. And this is pretty graphic, but I think ultimately this raised so many eyebrows. You knew that they were going to get the book thrown at them. But here's the thing, is 9 months the right length of time for this. Bunch of the soldiers collected fingers and a lot of other human parts as trophies in Afghanistan. So this is the first court-martial in the case. It's Staff Sergeant Robert Stevens, this 25-year-old guy, who admitted that he fired on 2 men for no reason, just saying he and some other soldiers were acting on orders from a squad leader. They were doing a patrol thing in March, and they decided that they were going to take matters into their own hands, and they started to fire. So he turns over graphic details and names of soldiers, so he ultimately gets a lighter sentence, I think, 9 months, depending on what happens, of course, in the, in these other prosecutions. But 9 months for just flat out, you know, blowing them away. And, geez, I have to say that even though he cooperated and provided some of the evidence that they desperately needed in this prosecution, this is still pretty light, isn't it? And he said, look, I performed the actions. I did it when I was asked by the presiding officer, you know, why he pled guilty to charges that carried a penalty of 20 years in prison. That's the maximum, right? So instead, the charge of aggravated assault, dangerous weapon, blah, 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 was the most serious of the four, to which Stevens, who's been an Army vet for a while, pleads guilty at, and that's what he gets. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. It was an investigation into people actually not shooting innocent civilians, but as an investigation into hashish, the use of it by the people that were in the 5th Striker Brigade. But then, boy, this thing exploded all over the place and just was an infantry run completely amok. And the explosiveness is yet to come, I think. The photos of four of the defendants who were accused of taking the trophies that I mentioned, the fingers, the body parts, and posing with the dead bodies, the graphic dead bodies. I mean, what these photos supposedly look like blow away the pictures of the Iraqi prisoners that were taken at Abu Ghraib. Remember that in Iraq in 2004. And this was part of the WikiLeaks thing. Some of this was in the, not these details, but some of it was in WikiLeaks about what happened here. So as part of the deal, he gets immunity from other charges in exchange for the testimony against 11 soldiers, 11 of them. And three of the other guys say that three of the other charges, actually, against Stevens were tossing a grenade out of his Jeep when his convoy was going down the road in a village last spring, lying to the investigators, and dereliction of duty. And then another charge, another fifth charge was tacked on to that. They were looking for at least 18 months. So 9 months at a military brig on his home base. Of course, he gets demoted to an E1 private. For all of you who serve, you know what that is. It's the lowest rank in the Army. And he doesn't get paid during those 9 months, but he's allowed to stay in the military. I think it's foul. I mean, I know he's turning all the evidence on the other guys, but that's weak. Not even 18 months. Do you know that Michael Vick served more time? And I know these are two different cases, but just let me throw out this analogy. Michael Vick, in the case of the horrible things he did to those dogs and that his friends did in the dog fighting case, he's going to serve more time. He will have served more time than this guy did for flat out blowing away people who were just standing there, just shooting them. Ooh, I have to say, this foul and then some to me. You might not agree. You might agree. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. Americatonight.net. I'll check the mailbag coming up in our next segment. We're going to do that. Plus, we've got Roger's commentary. Something I think you're going to find interesting about the pay freeze, the government pay freeze that we talked about a couple of shows ago, and how that impacts some people and ultimately how others will not be facing that freeze. they don't have to face it. They're still going to get their bump, whatever the bump is. And, you know, this medic that gets jailed, gets in the military brig, fires on unarmed Afghans. Man, what was going on in that unit? Were they just so out of their minds in this 5th Striker Brigade that it didn't matter? It had gotten that ugly for them in Afghanistan. I mean, we're seeing the things that are happening, suicides of the soldiers coming back are up, and the problems that they face couldn't be higher. And I so feel for anybody who's been put in this situation. I feel for any of these guys coming back and trying to assimilate and what they have to deal with. And what a horrible stain this ultimately was for the military. And if these pictures, now the WikiLeaks document stuff that was released, if these pictures, I heard from somebody who actually saw some of the pictures but didn't want to come on the air, somebody at the Pentagon, if these pictures were released, can you imagine the outcry? I mean, we get beat up anyway in Le Monde, the paper Le Monde, and The Guardian in England. So that's to be expected. But I seriously think those pictures would be a powder keg. I mean, much worse than what we saw back in 2004. Much worse. It's just the description. I almost couldn't stand to listen to the description. Honestly, it was that bad. That bad. And, you know, we know the adage, war is hell and all that. But in this case, these guys were flat out insane. I think out of their mind, ripped, stoned, whatever, to do what they did. And it would be a game changer if those photos come out. All right, we're going to zig from that back to something else coming up on the flip side. We're going to check your emails. Most of your emails actually had to do with the tax cuts that I was mentioning at the top of the show. And the Republicans, of course, have fired the shot across the bow that no one's surprised about, saying they're going to block the bills until the tax cuts are extended. Don't extend those tax cuts. Don't expect any help from us, because we're not going to help you unless you help us on the cuts and even freeze it for just a couple of months. If you just do it for a couple of months. So this is taking up time, this wrestling back and forth, where in the meantime, the Pentagon release some interesting numbers, and this is Don't Ask, Don't Tell is the other big thing on the agenda, certainly one of them. And the Pentagon is saying that they're playing down the risk of the infantry and other combat arms troops causing problems if Don't Ask, Don't Tell is overturned, because that's what's being discussed. 60% of the people in the Marine Corps, rather, and in Army combat units, the guys on the front line, said they thought repealing the law would hurt their unit's ability to fight on the battlefield. Got more details. Wait till you hear them. Stay with us.
Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Week, Lord Behold, President Trump announced a two-year pay freeze for civilian federal workers. Notwithstanding, the freeze will only save $5 billion over 2 years, in which a deficit of over $1 trillion will be generated. It represents something far more important for the economic health of this country. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. State public debt throughout the country right now is over $2 trillion, much of which represents underfunded public sector pension plans. Moreover, public sector employees receive 30 to 40% more in wages than workers in the private sector. Of course, the chances of being laid off from a public sector job is almost non-existent when compared to the layoff rates with that of private sector employees. Notwithstanding, unions representing federal employees have expressed outrage that their members' salaries will not increase during this severe downturn in the economy. This, while the unemployment rate is edging up to 10%, most of which represents private sector employees. Taxpayers are catching on, even those private sector employees who are members of unions. The concept of union solidarity between private sector and public sector members is quickly vanishing. This summer, for example, the Democratic Congress approved a $600 million payment to state governments to keep public sector employees working while private sector taxpayers foot the bill. It seems President Obama is also catching on, even though perhaps at great political risk. The shellacking the president took this November seems to be having an effect, but he better be careful. The liberal left can be very unforgiving at the county dance, but the president's strategy seems to be sweet-talking those independent voters. You know, those that brung him. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think.
All right, thanks, Raj. Interesting what he had to say there. That was really about crunching the numbers and ultimately the electability. He alluded to that, talking about 2012, and that's something that we've been tackling going through here on America Tonight now for the last couple of months. Anyway, a lot of you were chiming in, throwing your two cents in. So this is a sticky one for the Prez. What did I promise? What did I say? Who's getting hurt by this? And you see what goes on with these pension funds. And I'm telling you, more and more, that's what's getting affected. And those who pay in ultimately are might not find themselves getting what they think they're going to get at the end of the, I guess, gold watch days. At the end of the career, what's going to be left in the pot and how do you hang on to these pensions? But these pensions are also crippling to so many of these companies. It's a real catch-22. So from the freeze, we thaw out here for a second. Boy, you people that send me emails are, I think, such thoughtful and thorough emailers. I am constantly amazed at the emails that I receive. So I feel like we've been neglecting you for too long. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag. A little
DeMail. DeMail is here.
Ooh.
There he is. A little, I hate it. I stepped on you, Homer. I'm sorry. But a little Homer Simpson always makes me chuckle. I don't know why. I hadn't seen an episode of The Simpsons in so long. I used to watch it when it first came out. Remember the late 80s? And over this Thanksgiving break when I was broadcasting from Florida and visiting my family, my nephew watches The Simpsons, and I watched the, I might have talked about it on the air, I watched one of the episodes with him, and it was actually pretty funny. It doesn't sound funny. The dog ate the bird, who was a carrier pigeon, that ultimately Bart Simpson, I'll just say, was gifted. And I'm not going to go through the whole rigmarole of the deal, but they gave away the family dog, and then the dog saved the kid from being pecked to death by an ostrich, so he ended up going home with the family. And there was just some funny moments in it. And you forget when you watch this cartoon, I'm seeing my 9-year-old nephew. I'm watching, and he's laughing, giggling at it, but he gets a completely different take, or he has a different take on The Simpsons than I do. Because the way The Simpsons is written is it's not a cartoon. It's really a cartoon for adults. And the kids don't get the innuendos and don't get some of the references that The Simpsons make. But they get a different kind of humor out of it. It's still a cleverly done series that's been around for 20-plus years. Crazy how big The Simpsons is. All right, let's go to the mailbag. Here's one from Big Ed. Big Ed says, Kate, man, I just don't get the don't ask, don't tell deal. And I say this with all of my heart. I don't care if somebody's gay. I could care less if somebody's gay. In fact, I have a few friends who are gay, and I didn't even know it for a short amount of time. My wife and I have a family, and we live in a neighborhood where it's a mixed bag, all kinds of different people, as you say. It's a melting pot. But here's what I don't understand. Do the surveys, and when the surveys come back, and the surveys show that the combat units care or don't care, shouldn't the government folks listen to what the military has to say? Why even do the study if they weren't going to go by the numbers? What do you think? Okay, so he was obviously paying attention to maybe some of the morning shows and when the numbers came out. As I said, 60% of the people in the Marines and in Army combat units that were really there on the front lines thought that repealing the law would actually hurt the unit and hurt them as far as fighting on the battlefield. Now, you know, Senator John McCain, prisoner of war, big-time military guy, Navy guy, Republican from Arizona. I don't think I have to describe his background to you. But he was one of the opponents of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And these findings are what McCain and some others will use to argue that this shouldn't be reversed when you're in the middle of a couple of wars. But you have the top brass saying that there's no way that this shouldn't be repealed, like the Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen think that it should be repealed. Gates says that the study says there's an abundance of care and preparation before they change the policy. But even though the combat troops said they didn't want it to be repealed, he says it doesn't present an insurmountable barrier to, and these are his words, successful repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that it can be done, should be done, without posing a risk to military readiness. That's what I'm saying. Why do these surveys, if you're not even going to listen to the surveys or use it and have the military use it to their advantage, I guess, other than what the defense secretary is trying to spin it as, well, you know, then we have to be more cautious by how we do this because there are people that aren't happy with it. So the Democrats are trying to force the vote, but will they overcome the Republicans with just a couple of weeks in the lame duck session? And despite the overall study that said, you know, that there were ways to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell without hurting the force, there is a lot of blowback on this one, a lot of it. And John McCain, for his part, kind of laid in the weeds during the day because he said he wanted to study what the results were. And the president, as you know, in running, called it one of his top priorities to repeal the law that's been in existence for 17 years that bans openly gay service. So the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, and the president, they really haven't done much to see through that promise, that, you know, to follow it all the way through. Instead, they're focusing on the tax cuts and the nuclear arms treaty with Russia now at this point. And the survey, by the way, 400,000 troops found a strong correlation between a person's experience with gays and their acceptance of open service. Not a surprise, right? The study found that the people who believe they have served alongside a gay person, those people, 92% say their unit was able to work together. So what does that tell you? The study also shows that the people who believe they served alongside somebody who was gay said it was fine, that it was fine. All right, let's move on to another one. And this comes to us, I think, by Mary in Vermont. Mary says, "Hi, Kate. I just had a question about Korea. Do you really think Korea will become one, that there'll just be a Korean peninsula? Do the Chinese sign off on this? Do you believe the memos of WikiLeaks?" Okay, so if you're relating the memos of WikiLeaks to the situation where China said they'd like to see it become one, reunited, the South and the North, then if the Chinese want that to happen, they have a lot of sway. Maybe there's a chance, but here's what you got to remember. You have North Korea with Kim Jong-il handing off the baton to his son. You think they're going to meld these two governments? Who gets to be the ultimate ruler then in Korea? What happens to Kim Jong-il? What happens to the president of South Korea? But if the Chinese are pushing for it and there are other world leader types that can have the conversation flowing in that direction, I can't write it off and say it's an impossibility. I can't do that. In my lifetime, is it a possibility? How long has the standoff been going on? Since the 50s? Early 50s? 800-259-5791. Thanks for the emails. See you in a few.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you from coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Let's hit up some of the big headlines of the day besides what's happening at the nation's capital. The WikiLeaks founder is apparently in England, Julian Assange, who is now absolutely one of the most talked about people in the world today, I would have to say, in Europe, certainly, and in the United States, because with all the document leaks and with what's now happened in the State Department, the Swedes are putting pressure on other countries to help arrest him, because they say he's wanted in connection with these rape allegations again, so there's new pressure for his arrest, right as the White House and other people are scrambling to deal with the latest fallout from the WikiLeaks releases. And along those same lines, this is interesting. Amazon has a bunch of big boy servers, farm servers, you know, that around the country, and they ultimately have people that piggyback. They pay to be on the servers through a third party, and WikiLeaks jumped on, I guess, on Sunday, and there was so many negative comments on their open forum that they decided, you know what, we don't need any more controversy. We're going to dump WikiLeaks from the server. So they were floundering during the day trying to come up with another way to provide the service, because when so many people were going to WikiLeaks, it was crashing anyway, and it's all about that. It's all about the space on the servers. So Amazon.com kicked the website from the servers, forcing the site to move back to a Swedish provider. Then you got Senator Joe Lieberman, who said that the move by Amazon was a smart one, and it should have happened before, and that no companies should want to deal with WikiLeaks. And I think that in light of what's happened, I mean, this guy has people upset, people fearing what's going to come next, and he also has now is pretty close to changing or creating a law inadvertently, because the White House announced that they've got a way to help whistleblowers. So the way to help whistleblowers is to set it up that they can, through their company, and there's the $25 word, through their company, they can complain and say what's happened as far as corruption or other problems with things that are happening, and not fear retribution, because they'll have protection instead, and don't have to seek out a WikiLeaks and give memos out to people to clandestinely end up appearing on a website like WikiLeaks or another, that they can just openly say what's happened and let the chips fall where they may. But this way, maybe their jobs would be protected. There's some things I could poke holes in with that, because of the anonymous feel of it, where you could have people that just come out of the woodwork on the attack side, and that you'd have things that weren't true. Then on the flip side of that too is how much would be worthwhile for the American public to know, how much of that would ultimately not be put out there for the world to know. I mean, I feel very mixed about the WikiLeaks thing. On one hand, it's freedom of information. There's some stuff that should have been revealed that was revealed that just makes you say, oh, yeah, of course. Uh-huh, that's what they were doing. Yep, we knew it. Saying one thing in front of the microphone, but doing another. A lot of people very skeptical and untrusting of what the government is doing behind closed doors. But then on the other hand, where is the line? Or is there no line? Do all of you feel that, okay, there's no line, let it all out there, let everything out there? You can't be completely naive to that and think that that's going to keep the country safe. But at the same time, you want to burn the fires of freedom and not let those freedoms go. So if we're not resolute and passionate in our pleas to keep a lot of the government stickiness out of our business, we wouldn't want to wake up one morning and find that those rights suddenly went flying out the door, just walked out the door. That would be disastrous. You know, it's always, and this is human nature, and all of you, if you're driving a truck right now down the road and you're listening to me, if you're laying in your bed and you got one eye open, just a little bit of insomnia, you flipped on the radio, you're listening, if you're sitting at your computer somewhere else and you're listening, all of us know that this to be true. You can be the most bleeding heart liberal or the most hardcore conservative, but it's easy to weigh in on things when it doesn't affect you, when you are not affected by the decision. But when you are, it changes the game, and there's always a couple of game changers in everybody's life. Hopefully, there's not too many negative for you, but there's always game changers. And the person who didn't care about what was happening in the neighborhood until suddenly they get fined, they get phone calls, they have problems, then they care. And you can take it on a bigger level, too. It's like the whistleblower thing. If you know of outrageous things that are happening in a corporation like the whistleblower, I'll just pick one that's different from the military or from the government. In the Enron situation, you know, there was a whistleblower there. There was no whistleblower. How long would Enron continue to operate in a shroud of secrecy that did where they did things like black out parts of California? And the fat cats at the top were making serious money. Making serious money. And the poor little guy on the line just wants to retire, keeps putting into those 401ks, told don't worry about it, loses his shirt. And then he's going to do what at 65 years old? And so that's the problem. You have to be careful, though, how much you let the government intrude. Because before you know it, you've given away those freedoms that we love and we bask in here in this country. Okay, in the meantime, you have the jobless benefits that millions we've talked about are set to lose. And now there is this back and forth war over tough darts, you should have gotten a job, to the other side of it where people are saying, listen, I've been in that situation, it's brutal. I was the great worker, had my job, the company got sold, I was out of work for 6 months, I was killing myself, sending resumes to everybody and their brother. Finally get a job, a year and a half later, boom, I've heard so many of those stories. So jobless benefits actually kick out after 6 months. That's normally what happens. But the recession grabbed on and dug her teeth into us. So Congress kept voting to extend them for 99 weeks. But that's the big problem. 99 weeks is different than 6 months. So nearly half of the 15 million people who have been dubbed unemployed in the United States have been out of work for more than 6 months. It's the highest of long-term unemployment since they even started keeping track of these crazy numbers in the 40s. And there's examples all over the place of guys who were carpenters, guys who were delivery men, who lost jobs or saw their hours dry up, because that's the other thing that happens to people. If you could just work for less, if you could just work less hours, whatever. And congressional opponents of extending the benefits beyond the month say the problem is fiscal responsibility. So the Republicans in the House and the Senate, along with a bunch of Democrats, say they're open to extending the benefits, but not if it means dumping in another $13.8 trillion to national debt. Boy, you sounded off on this the other night. A lot of people not happy about losing those unemployment benefits, and can you blame them if they're a single parent in a situation where they just got dumped by a job, they got two kids to feed, barely keeping it together. But the 99-week side of it, boy, that's too bloody long. That's my thoughts on that. 99 weeks versus the 26, big difference, my friends.